you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
Some are compelling anointing. Some are compelling anointing. Inaitwa anakazo. It's a Greek word. Within your lifetime, lazima utengeneze kitu itauzwa Ethiopia. Lazima ukae chini mahali, upange how you shall invade Mauritius with your product. How come it's not possible for us? Lazima you must have a strategy meeting. Useme, how do we get into DRC? Amen. Kwa sababu, hakuna revival bila pesa. Na pesa lazima itoke mahali. So if God is going to, kama hii revival kweli itagonga, it means all of you must become millionaires. Kwa sababu Mungu akileta watu 50,000 saa hii, kama hakuna enough capacity economically ya kuhold hao watu, tutawapoteza. Kama kweli ile miujiza na nini, tunaitania Mungu alete. Na kweli atatusikia na ataleta. Itabidi nyinyi wote mmekaa hapa. Minimum tithe yenu, lazima iwe 1 million. Sasa mtu anajiona, me, I'm just a poor student. Please tell me things about studies. No, I will not tell you things about studies. I will tell you things that are elevating your perception. Hata Mungu aliambia Abraham, look up. Look where? Look up. You know, in the Soweto area of South Africa, where blacks were kept, you are not allowed to have a building that is to more than 2 stories during apartheid. Why? Because whenever you look up, you get ideas. So they didn't want Africans looking up. So they limited their vision. They understood anybody who can look up will have bright ideas. So they limited all the houses. Either to apartment, single story, maximum 2, so that nobody can look up. Your thoughts become mediocre. You're always talking about who is dating who, nani amedanganya nani, nani ameiba nguo ya nani. This is your subtotal of your conversation for the next 10 years. Wendy Popote. Oh, Genesis 13, 14 to 15. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now. So it means Lot was a problem. He was making Abraham not lift his eyes. Alikuwa na mtexting usiku niaje. Plot ya kesho. Abraham sema, niko free tu, kuja. Lot anakuja. Abraham is free. Say, anakazo. Anakazo. Anakazo means to compare. It's a Greek word. It means to compare. It means to constrain. It means to bring people by force, through persuasion, through threats, through convincing. People, things don't just happen. There must be a force, a grace on you that makes people do things for you. That make people willing to leave their business to come and join yours. My destiny helper, destiny helpers. How many are aware destiny helpers also have relatives? How many are aware destiny helpers also have their own needs? So for them to consider your case, it means they have left their own relatives. They have left their own needs. They have left their own affairs. They are taking time, resources, credibility, and effort, and investing it in you. This does not just happen. There must be something on you that compels a person greater than you to regard you as worthy to be invested in. This thing is called anakazu. Am I talking? This thing is called what? Anakazu. The compelling grace, the compelling force, the compelling anointing that makes somebody prioritize you, prioritize your business, prioritize your affairs, even though they have their own needs. Kadishona manani to baza kadila. Sintushinamanaya. It's a compelling power. The Bible says, your people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. When there's a power released, there's a grace that makes the people to be willing. Your people, they shall be willing in that day of your power. Dun, 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 dun. Psalm 110 verse 3 says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thou hast the dew of your youth. People, money captures people's hearts. So for somebody to take money and give you, there must be an anointing that is working in you. It just doesn't happen. In fact, people are your friends until you ask for money. Have you noticed how problems show you who your real friends are? They're all with you and when things are okay. The day you say, now I need you to come through for me, people have all kinds of excuses. Because anakazo is missing. There's a compelling power that we're going to release today that will make that destiny helper begin to look at you this hour. That will make that person in America begin to remember you. That will make your boss begin to promote you. That will make people begin to regard the work that you're doing. That will make people begin to regard every effort you've made in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Luke, chapter 14. Hey, this time is going. Can you give me 30 minutes? I'm supposed to have finished by now. But I've talked so many things. Luke chapter 14, let's start from verse 15. Maybe verse 14. Let's start from verse 14. We'll read it together. Hey, can I have NKJV? At least let's remove the thou. My people are suffering with it. Thou shalt not suffer at thy day of reading it. In Jesus' name. Verse 15. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I'm sure you have understood that one. But I'm sure you have understood it differently from the one you just read before. The one you just read before, thou shalt be recompensed as thy begotten upon. Next, 1, 2, 3. Wonderful. Verse 16. Hey, like your friends. At least I understand this one. Next one. Now, the word compelled there is what? He says, I have brought the blind, the lame, and the everything that you said I must bring. But still there is room. He said, okay, now that there is room, leave the city. Go further than the city. Go to the highways and the byways. In other words, go to Mlolongo, go to Mombasa Road, go down to Thika, and whoever you find there, compel them to come into my house so that my house may be full. Now, a lot of churches don't grow because there's no anakazo. There is nothing that compels people from wherever they are to come here. Do you know the primary congregation here don't come from Nairobi West? Wangapi hapa wanaishi hapa Nairobi West, wanatembeanga kufika church. Okay, not necessarily Nairobi West. Kama uko hapa na unatembea ndio ufike hapa, upandi matatu yoyote, lift your hand. Lift your hand high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 people. Out of all this congregation, it is 14 people who are here primarily because it is near. Aya, wangapi upanda matatu moja? Mwosho moja. Lift your hand high. Kama unapanda matatu moja ama unaendesha kagari, lift. Aya, put down. Wangapi upanda mbili? What is my point? There is something that made you leave your home. Take one transport, drop somewhere. Take another transport to bring you here. Is that okay? Inakutoa bed. Lazima uamke mapema. You have to wake up earlier than the one who walks here. Is that true? Na vile unapanda hiyo gari, kuna makanisa unapita. Ama ujaona kanisa yote ukikuja hapa yenye unaweza ingia hata wao wanaongea na ndimi. Tunapitaka makanisa. Hata naziona wanaandika Revival Miracle Center of Excellence or something. Unaiona hii ni kanisa, lakini it is not registering in your head that this is also a church. I can enter this one. Because there's an akazo here that is picking you from your house, lifting you from your bed, saying enter matatu, go to TOT. And the day you don't come here, you are depressed. It's true. If you miss 3 Sundays, and I ask you, why am I annoyed with people? Watu wanakuongelesha, you're crack, 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 crack. And if it is your husband who has refused you to come, the amount of noise that will come from the kitchen will send a message to all and sundry. Please don't touch this area. I must go see my papa. See here. Because there's a compelling force, there's a compelling anointing that pushes you to come and worship God here. See here. Now, that compelling force is the workers, that the angels that we have sent from here, that has gone into the highways and the byways and collected everybody, that the house of God may be filled. They're here. I have a question. Wangapi hapa wanatoka outside the city, which is considered outside Nairobi? Hey, wangapi wametoka Kiambu? Lift your head high. Wow. Kiambu wapi? Ebu? Kiambu? Hey. Wangapi wametoka na Thika? Wow. Thika. Wangapi wametoka Kitengela? Kuna mtu ametoka Kitengela mpaka hapa? Wangapi wametoka wapi? Diaspora ni wapi? Wangapi wametoka Rongai? Wow. This is proof to you that this altar has an akazo. Now, that anakazo is what I want to transfer to your life now. Because there must be something somewhere that will go and compel a customer, that will go and compel your boss, that will go and compel your destiny helper, that will go and compel your friends, that will go and compel that bank to come and do something nice to you this coming week, in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. There must be an akazo grace over your life. The angels must go and compel people. Anything you're struggling with is because the workers, the servants, have not gone to the highways and the byways to compel whoever is necessary for your progress forward. Compel means they cannot resist it. Compel is more than ask. Compel is to... You have heard testimonies of some people who say, I was just passing here, then something told me to enter here. What told them to enter? Say, anakazo. They were just minding their own business. Then the workers we have sent, this is highway. This highway, hey, enter here. Mombeno, enter. They entered. And they became sons and daughters. Say, anakazo. The compelling anointing. That grace must enter your life today. That if you don't have money, somebody is compelled somewhere. They're just restless. They try to go to the toilet, it is not nothing. They go for a short call, it is not nothing. They eat pizza, it is not nothing. They try to sleep, it is not nothing. Then they ask, what is the problem? When they send you money, now they're at peace. Say, anakazo. There was one of my daughters who said, I bought this TV last year. I've tried to watch it. I can't watch it. I removed it from the box once to try to fix it. It was, I want to donate it to the church. I said, bring, that's my TV. People out there, they have your things. But they are too comfortable with your things. Because you have not released an akazo. Because you have not released an akazo anointing. To go and make those things too hot for them. Anybody holding your money. Anybody holding any item of yours. Anybody who has been told by the Lord to come and bless you. But they are holding it in their hand. By the grace of an akazo. The compelling anointing. I release this over the highways and the byways. I release it throughout the city. Go and compel these things to come and look at you. In the precious name of Jesus. Sit down. Say an akazo anointing. Ukiona mtu ana struggle ni kwa sababu yule anafaa kumsaidia ako too comfortable. Hajatiwa motisha. Hajawekelewa moto kwenye msamba. Is that okay? Kitu mazila biko tibiso za likuze miputa zanana. Because each person, God has put people around you to help you. There's nobody who achieves things by alone. Kila mtu lazima asaidiwe. Na kila mtu amewekewa watu wake na Mungu wakumsaidia. Lakini hao watu hawajamweka priority. Kwa sababu hakuna ile force yenye imewasumbua wakuwake priority. Lakini na wewe lazima ujitayarishe. Kwa sababu Biblia inasema the king prepared a nice banquet. Nice food. So sasa kabla mtu, before God brings somebody to help you, whatever you're being helped to do must be excellent. I'm not saying God is going to help you to sell mediocre things. I am saying whatever you're doing is excellent. You are prepared with all your might. You have done what you need to do. Your part you have done. The king prepared a proper banquet. Your company is straight. You have filled your taxes. You have put your management structure. You have a bank account. Kuna kampuni hapa zina bank account. Zinafanya na M-Pesa. Unauza nini? Nauza nguo. Kuna bank account hapana, rusha kwa hii namba. That means you're not prepared for proper business. Kwa sababu hata wenye wanakupa biashara, si wako na system, si wako na voucher, si wako na receipt, si wako na kila kitu. Sasa system yao na yako hailingani, manake we hauna. We yako ni kienyeji, unarushiwa kwa M-Pesa, the same day umenunua nao pizza. Hata ilali hapo, unauza ukienda. Tunakatana juu kwa juu. Tunakatana. And you want God to bless this one. Say, the day I get proper business, I will now put things in place. But that is not biblical. The Bible says, whoever is faithful in little, they'll be faithful over much. You have little. You're not faithful over it. Umeidharau hata wewe mwenyewe. Hiyo little uko nayo, umeidharau. The day we started church, I was preaching as if I was preaching to 1,000 people. And we were just about 100. Nilihubiri yangu yote. Why? Because I was not seeing 100 people. I was seeing thousands. They are here. Hata sahi kuna watu wanashangaa, sisi tulianza na 100. Wao wanza na 500. Ministries mingi huanza na mtu na bibi yake na watoto na house girl. Na kuna watu hubiria hao for 2 years because hakuna anakazo. Watu wili wanawa join lakini wanaepa na anaepa na house girl. Naenda kuwafanyia kazi. Membership ina reduce. Oh, Jesus. My time is going. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So whatever you have now, you must prepare. So before they went into the city, I was listening to Doug Hayward Mills. He's the one who first taught this. About Anakazo, when he's teaching church growth. Before you go into the city, mtu alikuwa amefanya marketing yake. So walienda kwa watu. The ones who gave excuses, walikuwa anafanya nini? Marketing, si ni kweli? Wewe hakuna marketing hata moja hujafanya. Unaomba, unataka Mungu akufanyie marketing. God is your marketing department. This is not walifanya marketing. Ni vile marketing ilikata, ndio wakaingiza Anakazo. Si ni kweli? So you must do your part. Say, I must do my part. Say, I must do my part. Hakuna vile utapita exam hujasomea. The Holy Spirit can only remind you that which you have heard. If you have never had it, the Holy Spirit has nothing to remind you. Yes, the Bible says he will bring into remembrance that which you have had. Sasa when a student, hujasoma, unakuja kuomba hapa all the time. Then now, exam time, unaanza kupanic. Kwa sababu hata wewe mwenyewe unajua hujasoma. Sasa book yako unaweka anointing oil. Unajua umeandika upuzi kwa hiyo paper, lakini unayanoint. Lecturer anapata paper yako imejam oil hata hizi. Mweke unachukua kakicha. By the grace of Papa. As if Papa is some witchcraft. Soma. And I'll find nini? Do your part. Do your part. When you do your part, then you have faith for God to do his part. Kama ujafanya part yako, uwezi kuwa na imani. Utakuwa tu na panic. Are you aware panic is not faith? You will be doing all kinds of things. Umebebana na tuchumvi, unaweka hapo hapo. All these things is to try and cover your panic because you didn't do your part. You didn't do your part. You must do your part. The Bible says the king, but the helper, John 14:26, I need to close, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things when you are reading, and will bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So if nothing was said to you, there is nothing to be remembered. Holy Spirit anaenda kwa data bank ya remembrance, kuchukua kitu, anapata empty, anaingia huko ndani, anafanya fanya hivi, hakuna chochote. There is nothing you put inside. Anapata tu Netflix, TikTok, Stand chat is a bank. Oh, Snapchat. Hiyo inafanya kweli sijaiona anga hiyo. What do people do with it? They take photos. Not like Instagram. I don't care. Sijawahi tumia Snapchat maisha yangu yote. I don't think I will. Eh? Labda walete ingine mpya. Inaelewa kwa hewa hivi. Tutatumia hiyo. Say, I must do my part. Then God will do his. However much you pray, Mungu hatafanya part yako. Are you aware? However much you pray, because God cannot break his word. hata sasa tuanze kuomba, God get saved for me. God get born again for me. I don't want to be born again. God, Jesus died. Can you get born? Can God get born again for you? You must all do your part. There's no prayer that will break scripture. Kuna wapendwa wanaomba ndio Mungu avunje neno. Alitafanyika. So the king prepared a banquet. The king marketed this banquet. Ndio sasa akaendea Mungu aseme tumefanya yetu na imekosa. Sasa tunahitaji utusaidie. Ndio compelling anointing inakuja. Next week I want to look at what we call biazo. It's called what? This is aggressiveness. Aggressiveness. The Bible calls it biazo. Biazo anointing. Ile yenye, you are not taking no for an answer. Unaenda wacha kaende? Kaende. Biazo, I must have it. The Bible says, the kingdom of God suffers for the people enter it forcefully. You must enter forcefully. One of the limiting factors of Christianity is we confuse humility with usimp. Unafikiria ukiwa simp uko tu hapo nganga wewe sasa wewe ni humble. You can't stand your ground. You can't articulate your choice and stick on it. Lazima uwe na backbone. Lazima uwe na. Sasa the world may, I'll teach this next week. The world may tuchukua ni kama sisi tu ni hivu hivu, we are doormat. Kila mtu anasema, na ukisimama, anasema, why are you talking, and you are a Christian, say, I am talking like this because I'm a Christian. You can't do that. It must stop now. And if it doesn't stop, utaniona. And if it doesn't stop, surely they see you. Me. Say, biazo. That's for next week. Today, anakazo. Hiyo anointing uko naye. Tunataka kuituma sahi. Na lazima iende kwa customer. Na lazima iende kwa boss. Na lazima iende to the people around you. Lazima iende kwa wenye wanafaa wa stamp document yako ya tender. Document yako ya passport. Document yako ya... This is what I normally use when you say, oh, such and such has delayed. What I say? In Jesus' name. What have I released? Anakazo. Anakazo will compel speed to happen. We'll go wherever speed is required. Iwashi moto hapo. Whoever is standing on your way, ateketezwe. Wherever you are, let everything you set your hand to do begin to prosper. In the precious name of Jesus. Let everything that is delaying over your life begin to gather speed. In the precious name of Jesus. Let everybody who said they were not going to help you by an akazo anointing, let everything begin to turn around. They must now help you. In the precious name of Jesus. They must prioritize your company. In the name of Jesus. They must prioritize your company. They must prioritize your business. They must prioritize your agenda. In the name of Jesus. They must. Sit down. Any case that was deemed closed and not in your favor, I command it to reopen right now. I say any case, any matter that the bar, the world has closed, that the people have closed, that has been given verdict, and it has not come to your favor, and everybody has moved on, and they are assuming this matter is over. It is not over! Every time they say it is over and you're not won, it is after you. They have not reckoned with an akazo anointing, the breaker anointing. The glory of Jehovah upon your life. I command that case to be reopened right now.
I command people to sit down again. I command that interview to be conducted again. I command that matter to be reassessed again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the verdict to be given to your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Shanti Moza Dabaya. You must know. Sit. You must know. Say five more minutes. Say, I must know how to use what I have. You can be having something and you're suffering. I read a story of one person who was doing the journey, the days the people were emigrating from Europe to America when they were discovering America. And he saved everything he had just to buy the ticket. So he bought the ticket for a ship. So when they were inside the ship, the man would rush to the kitchen and eat scraps because he didn't have any other money to go to the ship restaurant. Then he met one of the stewards. I said, why are you doing this? I don't have any other money. All the money I had, I put it where? The ticket. He said, but the ticket includes meals. So the man is suffering, not knowing the thing he is carrying. You're suffering, not knowing that your salvation includes an akazo. Your salvation includes an akazo. Includes the ability for compelling power to go into the where those people are and compel them to begin to notice you, to begin to prioritize you. How can somebody date you for 3 years? Uko hapo tu. Utakula pizza ngapi kabla aseme lile jambo yenye natakikana. By the time you're 5 years, pizza imekunonesha, you have changed. No. We must get this thing while we are. You have eaten so much pizza, you are no longer the person they started with. All your territory is expanded. Then another one comes along and sweeps this one, and you see ni kama mwewe anaenda naye. Unabaki na Facebook. Unabaki na Twitter. Unabaki na Instagram. She was my best friend. Na wewe ulikuwa umebeba anakazo. After this, there'll be proposals. Ah. I said, after this, there shall be proposals. And they shall come quickly in the precious name of Jesus. Wewe si. Alafu boyfriend wako na kuangalia. Umesimama na mikono yote mitatu. And I said, what, me? God does a medicine. There's a provision in God for compelling. There's a provision in God. Anakazo also means to restrain. Which means, ukiwa na kitu inataka kuponyoka kwako, Mungu anakusaidia through anakazo hufanyi. Kama familia yako ni ya kuiba, ni anakazo itakuwekea roadblock. Hautafuata vile babako anakuwa anafuata. Kuna watu wako na anointing ya kuiba, hata anajiibia yeye mwenyewe. They're just stealing by fire. Unapata bibi anaibia bwana. Sasa kwa nyumba bwana ana side na watoto. Na mamako asione tuko na pesa. Kwa sababu wanajua mama akiona. Wengine wanaona, wanangoja mzee amekuja, amepiga piga zake. Anamtime. Mzee anakaa aje. Anamwekea TV. Na mudhokoi. Ndiyo ajaze tumbo vizuri. Najua mzee akijaza tumbo ataanza kudoze. Akidoze na ana wallet.
Wengine wenu hapa wangapi wamefanya hiyo? Anajua mzee hajuangi hesabu kamili za kwanza akitoka ba. Hajuangi zimebaki ngapi. So every two nights anachomoa kama tatu. Na mzee akisema siniliacha zilikuwa 6,000. Mbona sasa wewe bazako unaenda anazima hiyo story.
Anafanya mzee anakuwa guilty sana about ba. Asiulize mambo mengine.
What am I talking about? What am I talking about? Or restrain.
Anakazo itaku restrain. One of the definitions of anakazo is restraining. Inakupatia self-control. Inakupatia nini? A lot of people need self-control. Kuna wengine wanaongea sana. Wanaongeanga? Shakutana na watu kama they overtalk. Unakana 30 minutes. I have a friend like that. You sit with that 20 minutes. Hata kosa kuongea juu ya bwanake. The way is bad. He did this. He did to total stranger. The first time I met her, she told me. I said, we are meeting for the first time. These are not the stories I want to hear. We got to mekutana biashara. Sasa mefikaje mpaka tunaongea juu ya huyu ndugu. Kuna watu hapa. Yani uwezi jizuia. It's like your mouth is connected directly to some other thing and it bypassed brain. Inaongea tu yenyewe papa papa. Unajaribia kwa interview. What's your name? Tulikuuliza nini peke yake? Jina. Sasa umetuambia shule yako, the way your grandmother mistreated your grandfather, the way there's witchcraft in your... Na kazi una apply ni kazi ya PA ya mtu. Utapata job. Kuna watu wako na fear. Yani wanaishi tu wakiogopa. Shona watu kama hao. A lot of you are like that. Anatoka nje na ameogopa. Shetani amekuwekelea hofu. Uko na fear. You have more faith for something evil happening than something good. Anakazo will cleanse out your heart. Say here. Say here. Dunia haita kuheshimu mpaka uwe na ujasiri. You must have boldness. You must have. Ukienda interview. Na unaenda interview na hofu. Our panelists wananusanga hofu. Wananusanga panic sana. Unajua huyu hawezi. Hata jiamini huyu. Alafu vile nilikuwa naambia the young people. Kuna watu waliumizwa roho. Na wamekaa hapo hawataki kutoka. Uliumizwa roho 2019. Umejenga nyumba, umejenga hema hapo. Utaki kutoka. Kila siku hata umeweka photo ya mtu kwa reminder. Huyo aliniumiza. Unamuona every 2 months. Unaangalia ngine nakuletea kwa Facebook. The way you are hurt. The way you are hurt. Unasema, this is to make sure I never get hurt again. But it's also to make sure you never move on. Is that okay? Watu wako hapa ni wazee sasa lakini bado wako na ile heart. My brother, my uncle did that to me. When? 1984. Umebeba miaka hii yote. Oh, I'm talking to people who were born in 1990. Okay, 1996. Mlikuwa? 2000. 2001. Wangapi hapa ni wa 2000? and below. Eh, Elder Duncan. Nikodokia. 2,000. On 2,000 is 23. Ni kweli. Yani mtu 2,000 ni adult sahi. Yesu ni Bwana. Keti mata. So kuna watu waliumizwa. Okay, 2023. Sasa tutachukua mwaka gani walikuwa wamejijua? 2010 walikuwa wamejijua? Ndio walikuwa form 1. Yeah? Anyway, my point is this. Kuna watu, especially young people, they don't move on easily when they are hurt. One of the blessings that you can get from God is how to free your heart from the strivings of men. From the strivings of men. And heal from the wounds of tongues. Heal from what? Are you here? The Bible says a harsh word is like a wound. I think this is the book of Proverbs. A harsh word is like what? It wounds your spirit. Ni kama mtu amechukua panga, amekukata mahali kwa spirit. So unabeba wound. Umebeba nini? Wound. Mtu akikuangalia spiritually anaona wound. That's why the Bible calls them the lash of the tongue. Ni kama umechapwa viboko. Shua, shua, shua. Sasa lazima na wewe uweke deliberate effort. Your spirit yako ipone from those wounds. The one who gave you the lash is not going to be the one to heal you. You must find another way of healing. Say here. Say here. Say here. Especially with young people. Eh. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Sasa unaweza pata hizo words zimekumiza until your physical health is affected. Because you're carrying the wounds of the people. Kuna watu they are wound collectors. They remember every single person, every single thing they were told, ziko hapo to every day with them. And it begins to affect their physical health. They can't move on. And you find they are big, they are adults now, they are 30, they are 27, they are 26, now they want to get married. But they can't because they are scared. Because they think this person, every time when I end up kusema something, they are going to say something wrong. I don't know. The Bible says one of the things God delivers you from is one, the lash of the tongue, and two, the strivings of the people. And one of the things that is with this young generation, they like being savage. They like being what? They enjoy when they hurt you with the tongue. Sasa natafuta kitu ile itakumiza sana. Anasema hiyo. Ndio sasa akuwekele sword mzuri. Because I've realized this generation said they don't think abstract. Hawaoni the gravity ya hiyo kitu anasema. Anayongea tu. Haoni hii kitu iko heavy aje. Inaweza umiza wapi. Anaongea. Haoni gravity. Alafu kireact. Anafurahi andika savage. Hashtag savage. Anafurahi sasa ame succeed. Kukumiza. That's why one of the things I want to help the young people do is work together to do with cyber bullying. Cyber bullying. You know, we have a lot of strong laws, eh? So we need to sensitize people, especially in high school and campus, about cyberbullying. so that this savage doesn't affect you. Now, a lot of people, because of them, they have been affected by this, wanajiumiza wenyewe. Because of the pain inside, wanaanza kujikatakata. And I've had a lot of young people come to me with this. Mimi najiumizanga, najikata mgongo, mimi najikata mikono, mimi najikatanga, siji wapi, wanachukua razor blade ama nini wanakata. To try and get the lash of the tongue from the spirit. But this is not how to heal. You shall be hidden from the scourge. Do you know what a scourge is? Scourge ni kama walichapa yetu, vile walichapa Yesu. There used to be whips with hooks. Sasa wanakuchapa ina wrap around. Lafu anaivuta, sure, inatoka na skin. That's called a scourge. Now the tongue, it does the same thing. Na kuachia scourge. God can hide you from the scourge of the tongue. Because the scourge of the tongue causes destruction. The Bible says God will deliver you from the strivings of the people. Say anakazo. Anakazo anointing will restrain you from these things. In the name of Jesus.